How many of you know that water baptism glorifies God?
有多少人知道吗？其实我们的洗礼也正是在荣耀我们的神。
It is your way of telling everyone and yourself that Jesus saved you.
其实我们借此机会来向众人，也向我们自己来见证说，是耶稣他拯救了我的生命。
That his death on the cross was not wasted because he saved you.
因为耶稣在十字架的死并没有浪费，因为他的死来拯救了我们。
Amen.
Amen.
When Jesus came out of the water, the first time we hear the voice of the Father say, "This is my beloved Son."
当耶稣受洗后从水中出来的时候，听到那个声音是父的声音，说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
When you come out of the water next week in the baptism, the words are pronounced over you.
所以。
Words are pronounced over you. What are they?
所以下一周，当我们弟兄姊妹我们从水里出来的那一瞬间，那么在你身上所宣告的话语是什么呢？
It's just the same as the Father pronouncing to Jesus.
就如同父向爱子所说的话一样，那么在你的身上也会有这样的话语。
Perhaps in baptism, this is the most important part.
其实可能在这个整个水里的仪式当中，这是最重要的一个时刻。
When the words of God are declared over you,
就是神的话语来宣告在你的生命当中。
I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我奉父、圣父、圣子、圣灵的名为你施洗。
This is God saying to you, I am pleased with you. Welcome to the family of the Trinity.
这是神父使呢对你说，我欢迎你进入到三位一体神的家中。
Water baptism is a happy, joyful experience.
洗礼是一个真的是我们一起欢庆、很愉悦的、很喜庆的一个日子。
It's a confirmation to you.
是对我们自己的信心的一个确据。
More than anyone else in the world.
比世界上不是给做给任何世上的人做的。
That you are a Christian.
那么再一次一个给你自己一个确认说你是基督徒。
And that you belong to your Savior Jesus.
然后我们永远属于我们的救主耶稣。
Jesus commanded us to do two things.
主耶稣亲自命令给我们两个诫命要我们做。
Baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
让我们奉父子圣灵的名而施洗。
And secondly,is to remember him in the communion.
第二就是我们要在我们的圣餐当中来纪念我们的主。
So water baptism is an act of obedience.
所以洗礼呢是对主的一个诫命的顺服。
Jesus is your Lord.
如果基督今天是你生命的主，
then tell yourself.
那么对我们自己说，
tell the world.
也告诉这个世界，
tell the devil.
告诉我们的仇敌撒旦，
Jesus is your Savior.
耶稣基督是我的救主。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I bless those who are getting baptized next week.
我们预先祝福那些要接受洗礼的弟兄姊妹们。
And those who are not baptized, this is your last chance because we got to prepare you.
然后呢，还没有洗礼的弟兄姊妹们，请务必要报名。今天这周是我们最后的机会了。
Take it seriously because you got to come with the right attitude, bring in the right clothing, otherwise.It will be very difficult to baptize you.
那么就是我们在
if you're wearing nothing.
那么在这个过程当中呢，也是很重要的时刻。我们要预备我们的心，然后要做出其他的必要的准备，来让我们在一个最好的状态来进行洗礼。
Amen. Let's pray for next week.
好，我们为下周的洗
礼祷告。We lift up every person who decided to be baptized.
主把我们当中要立定心志来洗礼的弟兄姊妹献到你的手中。
May your joy from your heart, Lord, be directly imparted to every person's heart.
主愿你心中所满意的喜乐也流淌到他们每个人的心中。
So that we can feel the joy of the Father.
所以我们可以感受到父你心中的喜悦。
That he is pleased with us.
知道父你我们是讨你喜悦的。
Because we've accepted.The baptism of Jesus.
因为我们领受了耶稣基督他自己的一个水洗。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
In the last two weeks, we have been talking about prayer.
那么在过去两周，我们一直在强调关于祷告的事。
The first is the Jabez prayer.
那么前两周讲的是亚比斯的祷告。
It is a good model to follow.
是一个非常祷告的一个样板模式来跟随。
And I tell you, I'm hearing testimonies already. People are breaking through.
我真的听到我们当中已经有见证了，非常好的有突破在我们当中发生。
The reason why it works is because it's the word of God.
为什么这个祷告行得通？因为是神他自己的话语。
If you obey the word of God, you get the Bible results.
如果你顺从神的道的话，那么你就会得到圣经所说的这个应许结果。
If you want the blessing from the Bible, then you do what the Bible says.
如果你得到圣经所提到的一祝福，那么就按照神的话语来做。
You can't pick and choose.
我们不能说有。挑选的来做。
You can't say I want the blessing, but not the bit that goes before that.
你不能说我只要那个结果，祝福的结果，但我不要做那个去达到这个过程的事情。
Amen. Last week we were talking about how Jesus Himself prayed.
上周我们也讲到了耶稣他自己的祷告。
And He gave us a model.
耶稣给我们一个祷告的模式。
And gave us the principles of prayer.
也告诉我们一些祷告的原则。
Notice both sermons, both messages come directly from the Bible.
那我们刚刚前两周的讲到的都是从圣经当中所提取出来的。
It's not my idea, it's what the Bible says.
并不是我自己的想法主义，是圣经所讲到的。
Amen. And so therefore, it will bless you.
所以如果我们照行道的，我们这样做的话，就一定会祝福到我们。
Now the difficulty about prayer is this.
那么祷告的困难呢，在于哪里？
After about 5-10 minutes, you run out of things to say.
可能你祷告了5分钟到10分钟之后呢，觉得好像没有话可讲了。
Amen. How can you pray for hours if you want to pray for hours?
如果有些人好像效法，有些人可以祷告一个小时、几个小时，怎么可以持续这么久呢？
And sometimes we feel that when we pray, we feel weak. We don't know what to say. We are not confident in what we say.
那时候我们祷告的时候，觉得自己很软弱，然后也不知道讲什么，然后对我们自己祷告的东西呢，祈求的东西也没有信心。
And sometimes you're not in the mood to pray.
或者有时候我觉得我的心情不是很好，我不在一个好的状态去祷告。
And most of the time we don't feel like praying.
但是很绝大多数时间是我们不想要去祷告。
So what do we do?
那我们应该怎么做呢？
You see, God knows that we have this problem.
其实神知道我们有这样的一些挣扎和问题。
So in the New Testament,
在新约当中，
the Holy Spirit came from heaven.
圣灵从天降下来。
And it came upon us.
那么他临到我们身上。
And in Acts chapter 2, it says the people spoke in tongues.
那么在使徒行传第二章讲到，圣灵降下，那些使徒开始讲方言。
Speaking in tongues is a gift from God.
那么讲方言是从神来的一个恩赐。
For all believers.
对所有的信徒。
Who believe.
所有相信的信徒。
Who receive the Holy Spirit.
并且领受了圣灵的施礼。
And believe there is a gift of tongues.
并且相信有这个方言的恩赐。
So tongues is the third way, third model of how we can pray.
所以讲方言也是第三个我们祷告的模式模板。
It's to pray in the spirit.
就是在灵里的一个祷告。
When you pray in the spirit, you can pray for hours and hours.And hours.
当我们用方言在灵里祷告的时候，我们这个祷告的时间呢，可以持续很长，可以几个小时、几个小时这样持续下去。
Because praying in the Spirit is a work of the Holy Spirit, enabling you to pray supernaturally.
因为灵里的祷告是圣灵来帮助我们来超自然，用超自然的方法来祷告。
So praying in the Spirit.Comes from the depths of your spirit. It doesn't come from your flesh. It comes and flows out of your spirit, and you pray in a strange language.
所以我们在灵里祷告的时候，我们这个祷告是来自我们灵的深处，不是出于我们的血气或者我们的肉体。所以这个祷告可以持续很久。
Praying in the spirit is what the Bible calls praying in tongues.
所以那么灵祷告的方式呢，可以用一种我们无法言语的那种我们不能明白的言语来祷告，就是讲方言。
Here the word tongues is a word that we don't use in modern language anymore.
所以这里讲这个方言呢， 不再是我们现代语言当中所现代文化当中用到的这些语言。
The word tongues really means language.
那么这个方言其实是讲一种语言。
So speaking in tongues really means speaking in languages.
所以讲方言其实讲一种不同的语言。
So when we say, what is the tongue of China?
如果我们说，那么中在中国所讲的语言是什么呢？
We say Hakka.
就比如说啊
，No, sorry, Mandarin.
那我们说，那么普通话。
What's the tongue of England? English.
那么在英国讲什么语言呢？那么这自然就是英语了。
What tongues means language?
所以这个方言是这个语言，这个地方
的语言。So speaking in tongues means speaking in languages.
所以讲方言其实是讲另外一种语言。
And speaking in language that you have never learned, that you can't understand.
那么这种讲一种你从来没有学过也不明白的一种语言。
And that's the supernatural element of speaking in tongues. You are speaking a language that you've never learned and you don't know what you're saying.
所以这个讲方言其实一种超讲了一种超自然的语言，你从来没有学过，你可能你不明白你讲出来这个语言什么意思。
So in Acts chapter 2, the people spoke in tongues and others heard that it was in their language.
所以在使徒行传第二章，当圣灵降临到圣徒身上，他们讲不同方言的时候，其他人听到的是他们各地的那一不同的方言。
Those people who heard the spoken the language, they say they are saying they're praising God in the language, in our language.
当旁边的那些人听到这些使徒他们所讲的那些方言的时候，他们说用其他地方的方言来赞美神，归荣耀给神。
Amen.
Amen.
And so tongues.Can be in a language of the world, or in some dialect that you've never learned before.
所以这个方言呢，可能是在一个世界上某个地方所用的一种语言，但是你却从来没有学过的。
Sometimes I test my tongues on Google Translate.
有的时候我会用谷歌翻译这个软件来翻译我讲的这个方言。
And I know that the Google Translate does not know what that language is.
因为我知道 Google 呢，它可能翻译不懂我讲的是什么语言。
Some will know. Sometimes it will.
但是有的时候呢，它明白。
So it could be any language.
所以可能是任何一种语言。
Could be a language that has a certain dialect.It could be a language that's lost. It could be a language of the supernatural.
可能是一种遗失的一种语言，可能是一种超自然的语言，可能是任何的。对。
Now tongues used to be so speaking in tongues used to be frowned upon and rejected by a lot of churches.
那么其实这个灵里面讲灵里祷告讲方言呢，被很多的教会所拒绝不接受。
Since when I became a Christian, it was very unpopular. People used to persecute you.
当我刚刚信主的时候，很多年前呢，就是讲方言是受到很大的这种逼迫，大家不接受这个。
Now is widely accepted.
那么现今呢，会被广泛的接受。
In 2019, in an interview with the then Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby.
那么在回到2019年，为当时的英国圣公会的主教他们的。
Do you remember Justin Welby?
Justin, 这个牧师，这个主教。
The one that just retired as a Archbishop of Canterbury, remember?
就是
Church of England.
英国圣公会主教刚刚退休的那一位。
He said to the BBC that he prays in tongues.
当时他对英国的 BBC 电视台他做采访的时候，他提到，他说我自己也会讲方言，用灵里祷告。
Many years ago,You wouldn't hear that, but today, even the Archbishop of Canterbury, the previous one, he said he prays in tongues every day, and he needs it.
And 就是这种讲方言这个事情，可能在很多年前不被很多人接受或者理解，但是现在他们居然英国圣公会的主教他都公开的讲说自己会祷告。
So if you are hesitant about praying in tongues because of your background, because of the church you come from, let it go.
如果你因为你自己的信仰的一个背景或者你以前教会的那种环境让你开始怀疑就是质疑这个讲方言这个事情的话那么你要放下
Lots of people speaking tongues now
现在有很多人在讲方言用
灵祷告 It is a gift from God
这是从神而来的一个
It is a blessing from God
这是从神而来的一个祝福
Like last week I said one of the most important activity the most important activity for a Christian is to pray.
就像我上周提到的，那么对于基督徒来说，最重要的一件事情就是我们来祷告。
Because God works through our prayers.
因为神借着我们的祷告来做工。
If you pray, things will happen.
当我们祷告的时候，事情会发生。
And so God knows that it's difficult to pray sometimes.
神也知道，那时候我们有软弱，让我们觉得很难去祷告。
Out of His grace, He gives us the power to pray.
在神的恩典当中，他赐给我们能力来祷告。
Amen.
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 And so it's wonderful to know that when we pray, it's supernatural.
所以，当我们知道我们的祷告是用超自然的祷告的时候，是非常奇妙的一件事情。
Many years ago, our sister Dong Dong was here. I can't remember. She's somewhere here. When she was a student, she didn't believe in speaking in tongues.
但很多年前她自己还是学生的时候，她可能那个时候还不懂讲方言的事。
And when she came out and I lay hands on her and I started praying in tongues over her.
当时她来到前面，我帮她祷告，然后我按手在她身上，然后自己在用方言为她祷告的时候。
You can ask her this, right? And I spoke in Japanese.
然后当时我在讲的方言，然后她后来告诉我说我讲的是日文。
And she thought I could speak in Japanese.
当时她以为我自己精通于日文。
But I was in the Holy Spirit was speaking through me in Japanese.
但是其实圣灵是借着我的这个方言用日文在沟通。
And that reassured her tongues is from God.
然后再次让她觉得说这个方言绝对是从神而来的。
Don't let ignorance, don't let pride from theologians and pastors who say don't speak in tongues is of the devil.
不要听完一些所谓的那些神学家他们的一些比较偏执的教义，觉得说哦，讲方言是从撒旦来的。
This is just the way that enemy try to rob you of a power and a blessing from God.
这是仇敌想用这样的方式来阻止我们领受从神来的能力和祝福的一个方式。
Tongues is a supernatural form of prayer.
那么讲方言是一种超自然的一种。
It is one of the things that it is one of the subjects that has been studied by theologians for many, many decades.
有很多几十年都被很多神学家来广泛的研究讨论的一个话题。
You can read so many scientific papers, theological papers. People did experiments on tongues.
有很多人在这个讲方言这个话题议题上面呢，做了很多所谓的科学性的研究也好，神学家的辩论，神学方面的辩论也好。
It is real，
是真实存在的。
And it is not demonic，
然后并不是从仇敌邪灵而来的。
Amen，
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 Amen。
Otherwise， I pray in tongues every day。
那如果真的是不好，那我每天用方言祷告。
For the last 40 years，
那过去40年我都这样做。
Is there any signs that I'm demonic?
我看上去是很邪的吗？
Well, don't put your hands up, huh?
先不要把手举起来哈。
I hope not.
我当然希望不会了哈。
But I tell you, brothers and sisters, tongues is what keeps me and many brothers and sisters gives us the power to do God's work.
其实讲说实话是真的是讲方言这个灵里祷告是让我包括我自己和我们很多弟兄姊妹有这个能力继续的为神工作的一个秘诀
Because this is my spirit praying
因为知道是我的灵在我里面祷告
I have no understanding what I pray
可能有时候我并不明白我祷告的东西
But I know it makes a huge, huge difference in my life
但是我知道这样的祷告会在我的生命当中有巨大的一个果效
It's probably the most important gift that God has ever given us.
可能是神所赐给我们的诸多的祝福当中，其中一个很重要的祝福。
From the Holy Spirit.
是从圣灵而来的恩赐。
Amen.
Amen.
So let's have a look at a few scripture on what does Paul says about praying in tongues.
好，让我们来看看使徒保罗在经文中所讲到的讲方言。
Now, before I go into that, I just want to point out when you read a Bible.When you read the Bible,
当我们读圣经的时候
you have to read it in a way where you don't mix things together.
当我们读的时候，其实我们需要联系那个上下文，不要把那个经文混乱在一起。
So when you look at the Holy Spirit in Luke and Acts, both written by Luke,
所以我们在路加福音和使徒行传里面看的经文的时候，虽然作者都是路加，
You have to ask yourself, what is he trying to say about the Holy Spirit?
我们要问自己一个问题，他这作者在这里想要表达的那个意思是什么？
So in John, so in the Gospel of John, when John talks about the Holy Spirit, notice he talks about the Holy Spirit in a very intimate way.
当使徒约翰在约翰福音中讲到圣灵的时候，他是形容圣灵很亲密的那一面。
He talks about the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit.
他所讲到的是圣灵在我们里面的内住。
He talks about being born again.
他讲到借着圣灵得重生。
And the love of God through the Holy Spirit.
还有神的爱借着圣灵的内住彰显出来。
The peace of God through the Holy Spirit.
那么借着圣灵，我们领受到平安。
When you go to the book of Luke.The Gospel of Luke and the Book of Acts is different.
但是当我们来到路加福音和使徒行传的时候，这里讲到圣灵又不同了。
He focuses on the Holy Spirit in power.
他们作者是在强调圣灵的能力。
In mission.
是在这种神的施工方面彰显的能力。
And as a community.
是作为一个社区一个团体。
That's why Luke doesn't mention about being born again.
所以路加他没有提到说关于说记得圣灵得重生这些。
So when we read Luke, we don't bring John into Luke, right, and say, oh, he's talking about being born again.
所以当我们在读
路加，It's not what he's talking about.
所以当我们
在读路加，It's not power.
我们在读路加福音的时候，我们不要把混淆，在约翰福音中讲的圣灵一些特性，来跟这个路加福音里面的讲的圣灵特性混淆在一起。
So when we get to Paul, when we look about the Holy Spirit, he has a slightly different emphasis.
那么当使徒保罗在讲到圣灵的时候，他有不同的一些侧重点。
And that's why we find Paul speaks a lot to us.
所以我们可能觉得保罗他说的话呢，更多的人对我们说话。
Because Paul is talking about the individuals in the church.
因为保罗提到的很多我们在教会当中个人的一种生活。
Are you an individual in the church?
我们是在教会生活当中作为个体存在的。
So when he talks about tongues, speaking in tongues, listen to him.
所以保罗如果提到讲方言的话，我们就要留心听呢。
Amen. And that's because Paul wants to talk to you about how to speak in tongues. Why do you need to speak in tongues?
所以就是保罗要告诉我们如何来讲方言，为什么我们要讲方言。
And we find a lot of that in 1 Corinthians 14.
那我们在哥林多前书14章里面这里有看到。
Because the church in Corinth is a bit like a Pentecostal charismatic church.
因为在哥林多的那个教会呢，就很像我们现在很多灵恩派的
教会。People love speaking in tongues.
那么在那个时候教会的那些会众，他们很喜欢讲方言。
But they don't know why.
但是他们也不明白为什么讲方言。
Instead, they see the gifts of the Spirit as a sign of superiority.
他们反而呢，他们把这种自己有得到属灵的恩赐，看作是自己与众其他人的一种超越。
Prideful,
让他们很引以为豪，很骄傲。
And so to let everybody know that they're spiritual, they spoke in tongues.
所以为了彰显他们在属灵方面的优越感，他们就开始在人前
讲方言。So instead of saying, "See, meeting Ruth in the church," instead of saying, "Hi, Ruth, how's things?" he go.
所以见到另外一个信徒的时候，与其说用正常的语言来跟他们问候交流，他们会在别人面前就开始直接讲方言了，噼里啪啦讲方言。
And then Ruth said, "What are you talking about?"
然后听到人说，你到底讲什么？
So everybody in church was going around shalabakashanda.
然后在教会里面那些众人，他们都是走来走去讲方言。
And that became a problem.
然后这个样的情况变成一种问题。
So Paul had to address this.
所以保罗针对这样的情况呢
So Paul is not talking about don't speak in tongues. Paul is talking about speaking tongues in an orderly manner in church.
所以保罗这里并不是在说阻止我们讲方言，而是说有次序的来讲方言。
Because there is a problem when you speak in tongues.
因为当我们讲方言，如果不按照一个顺序话，就会出现问题。
Nobody understands what the hell you're talking about.
因为没有人知道，没有不明白你到底在讲什么。
Unless there is interpretation，
除非有这个翻方言恩赐。
Amen. Amen. So speaking in tongues, right? The problem is nobody knows what you're talking about unless it's interpreted or unless that person understands what you're saying.
所以就是讲方言，如果你讲出来的话有人翻译。有人明白，那么才会有意义。但是如果没有人明白或翻译的话，那么就是没有意义的。
I tell you, right? If you can only understand when someone pray in tongues, right? It's so beautiful. It's really beautiful.
当有人讲方言的时候，是很美好的一件事情。
One time, I heard someone speaking in French.
有一次，我听到人家讲方言，好像在讲法文。
And she was praying in French over someone.
她是用法文在为一个人祷告。
But she doesn't know how to speak in French.
但是她并不是真的懂法语来跟祷告。
But she was praying. She was speaking in fluent French, but she doesn't know what she's saying. She doesn't know French.
其实这个祷告的讲方，这个人他是讲方言，但是他讲出来的方言呢是法语，但是他自己并不明白那个不懂法语。
So I asked the person standing, "What is she saying?"
然后就
the person understands French.
因为我然后我就问那个被按手祷告的人，就说哦，刚才给你祷告那个人他到底说什么？因为你明白吗
？And the lady said, "Oh, she's saying, she's praying like in the Psalms. You know when we are praying in tongues, right? It's like we're speaking in like Psalms."
然后当被祷告的那个人他就说哦，他刚刚他帮我祷告简直就好像用诗篇那些华丽的那些词藻来为我祷告很美
I said, what is she saying?
然后他到底说的什么呢
She said, oh Lord, you are so much like the butterfly that's beautiful, you know, all that. I said, wow.
就是那种很诗情画意的那种祷告的语气来祷告
So when you pray in tongues, right, you're speaking like Psalms.
所以可能当我们在方言灵里祷告的时候，可能就是好像诗篇的那些词藻在祷告一
样。And when we pray in English, oh Lord, please give me this. Oh Lord, please give me that.
但是回到我们自己本身的言语的时候，我们就开始跟我们的主下单了。
So when we pray in English, we sound like someone. Lord, listen.
当我们用我们自己的语言祷告的时候，我们的语气就很不客气啊，说神啊，你要听啊，神啊，你要给我这个，你要给我那个。
When we pray in Psalms, oh, so artistic, right?
然后我们但是可能用灵里祷告，我们自己都没意识到我们的祷告是多么的很漂亮，很优雅。
And so Paul is saying, so the Corinthian people spoke in tongues out of pride.
所以这里哥林多教会的人呢，他们那信徒，他们讲方言是为了来显摆自己，为了来。就是显得自己更有恩赐。
So in Paul's correction, we learn about why we need to pray in tongues, etc.
所以在保罗对他们的指正当中，我们学到我们如何正确的来说方言，来有效的说方言。
And so in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 10 to 14, we hear one of the important statements of Paul. He says.
好，在哥林多前书十四章十三到十四节，这里是保罗的说。
He said, "Therefore, one who speaks in a tongue shall pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, and my mind is unfruitful."
这里说，所以那说方言的就当祈求有翻方言的恩赐。我若用方言祷告，是我的灵在祷告，但我的理智呢没有效果。
Here.We see Paul establishing the connecting between speaking in tongues and praying in the spirit being the same thing.
保罗这里在解释说，讲方言跟灵里祷告是一样的意思。
Is that clear?
大家清楚吧。
Remember, I say speaking in tongues means speaking in other languages that you never learn.
跟我讲说讲方言呢就是讲一种你从来可能你没有学过你也不知道一种语言
Your mind doesn't understand what you're saying.
你的悟性不明白你所祷告的内容
And the reason why that is happening is because your spirit is praying, not your flesh, not your mind.
为什么有这样的一种状况呢是因为我们的方言祷告是灵的祷告而不是出于我们的悟性和血气的祷告
Can you now see the connection between speaking in tongues is the same as prayingin your spirit.
所以换言之其实这种方言的祷告就是我们灵里的祷告是一个意思。
So praying in the mind, So my mind is not fruitful means I don't understand what I'm saying.
所以这里说我的理智没有效果意思就是说我的悟性我的理智呢是不明白我在祷告的内容。
So some people who argue about why do you need to give the tongue because you don't understand what he's saying,He said, that's the whole point, because that's what Paul says.
所以其实很多人会有这样的争论说、啊、如果你都不知道你祷告什么那么为什么还要讲方言呢但是这就正是保罗所说的。
Amen? And then the next verse says, what am I to do?
然后他就说我应该怎么办呢我应该怎么做呢
So people say, what's the point of praying in tongues if you don't understand what you're saying?
很多人说，如果你都不知道你祷告什么，那么祷告来做什么呢？
So in my prayer life, what shall I do?
那么在我的祷告的生活当中，那我应该怎么做呢？还要不要这样讲方言呢？
So they asked, so Paul is addressing this question, what shall I do in my prayer life?
所以保罗就是问这个问题的，说我应该怎么做呢？在我们的祷告生活当中。
Paul said, I will pray in my spirit and I will pray with my mind.
所以保罗说，我要用我的灵祷告，也要用我的理智祷告。
In your prayer life, you should pray in tongues, and you also pray in English, and you also pray in any other language that you understand.
所以换言之，在我们自己的祷告生活当中，我们要用灵祷告，也要用我们自己本身通常我们明白的语言祷告。
So if you can pray in tongues, pray in tongues, and also pray in English, pray in Mandarin. So pray with things that you don't understand, pray with your understanding as well.
所以当我们的自己的祷告，就是我们要用灵，用方言祷告，用我们的灵祷告，同时用也用我们的悟性祷告，就是用我们明白的语言来祷告。
So sometimes you praying in English could be quite short.
有时如果用英文祷告，你就是讲得很短就完了。
And the tongue can be very long.
然后呢，方言呢，可能你方言祷告可以持续很长时间。
But on other days you have got so much to say. Your English is long and the prayer is, and the tongue is short.
可能有一天突然你觉得，哇，你里面有感而发，有很多话要想对神说，很长，可以祷告很久，但是灵里面可能没有这么太大的感动。
Whatever happens, Paul is establishing that prayer, there are two forms of prayer, the mind and the spirit.
所以不管是怎么样的情况呢，保罗这里向我们表达的是两种方式，一种是灵，一种是用悟性的祷告，都很重要。
In the worship, you can also praise GodIn tongues, singing tongues.
所以在我们的敬拜当中，我们同样可以用灵来赞美我们的神，唱灵歌。
Oh, it's wonderful. That's why you don't need guitar, you don't need a piano to worship God.
所以你可能不需要任何的那种乐器，不需要钢琴，也不需要吉他，就可以来敬拜神。
You can worship God. It's singing in an unknown language.
你可能用一种根本可能你不明白的那种语言来敬拜他。
So Paul says also.I will sing praises with my spirit, but I will sing with my mind also.
所以保罗这里说，我要用灵歌唱，也要用我的理智歌唱。
Hallelujah. That means when you're praying in the tongues, you can also sing in tongues. Share a lot about it, just singing in a melody.
所以就好像用可以用灵祷告一样，同样我们用我们的灵来歌唱，来赞美神。
You know, at home, sometimes, you know, when I'm doing devotion, I get my guitar and I start strumming.
所以很多时候，当我自己家里我灵修的时候，我会拿出我的自己吉他来敬拜。
There's only so many times you can sing the same song.
就是可能你就是同一次就每次都唱同一首歌。
Especially when you don't know how to play many songs.
或者就是你的弹吉他的那个能力有限，你每次
弹一首歌。We're not like Betty, we're not like Sinyal that can play all sorts of songs, but
可能不像 Betty 或 Sinyal 他们这种哦很娴熟的技巧，他们可以弹很多首歌。
But you know when you play the guitar, there's only so many chords you know.
可能在弹吉他你就只懂那几个主旋律哈。
But you can carry on singing and singing and singing in the spirit.
但是如果当我们在灵歌用唱灵歌的方式敬拜的时候，你可以一直持续不断的这样子去敬拜神。
Amen. I tell you, when you start singing in the spirit, you quickly forget what the time is. Your mind is somewhere else because you're not using your mind. You're just singing in the spirit. Hallelujah. Yeah. And then you sing in tongues.
对啊，所以当你的灵里面去敬拜的时候，可能你就是已经超出那个时间的那种概念，就是那种很持续不断的可以进行。
So Paul is saying, you can pray in tongues, you can sing in tongues.
所以保罗说，我们可以用灵歌唱，也可以用理智来歌唱。
Amen, amen. Now, now the tongues that we the praying in tongues is not the same speaking in tongues in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.Where it lists speaking in tongues as one of the nine gifts.
所以这里在哥林多十四章这里讲到的讲方言，跟在十二章所讲到的讲方言的恩赐呢，这个是有所不同的。
This gift that God has given you is for everybody who wants it.
那么刚刚我们讲的这个讲方言呢，是神给每一个信徒 所给的这种恩赐。
That speaking in tongues that I'm just talking about, I call praying in tongues, is not the same as
one of the nine gifts of speaking in tongues.
所以，但我刚刚我们一直在讲的这个灵里的祷告、讲方言跟可能之前我们讲到那个圣灵的九个恩赐里面的讲方言的恩赐呢，是有所不同的。
The nine gifts of the Spirit, it is as the Spirit wills.
所以圣灵的九圣灵的九个恩赐当中，这个讲方言的这个是圣灵按照自己的意愿所赐下的。
When the Holy Spirit wants to speak, when the Holy Spirit wants to prophesy, when the Holy Spirit wants to heal, He comes upon a person, and a person does the healing, and then when He finishes, it goes away.
当圣灵按着己意来运行的时候，当圣灵想要来医治，当圣灵想要来发预言，圣灵想要来说方言的时候，他会临到一个器皿、一个人身上来做着这个事情。
So the nine gifts of the Spirit is something. It's not something like a switch. You can't switch it on and switch it off.
圣灵的九个恩赐呢，并不是说好像一个开关这样子，可以打开、可以关上、可以控制的。
It is not your decision.
不是出于我们的一个。
You can't say today, oh, what shall I do? I'm going to heal a few persons.
你不是说哦，我今天要做什么？我今天想医治几个人。
I'm going to interpret a few tongues.
我今天我要来翻译几个方言。
I'm going to give a few prophecy.
我今天要来给几个预言。
No, it's not your decision. It's when the Holy Spirit wants to do it.
这不是取决我们的意念，而是完全取决于圣灵的旨意。
And you do it for the benefit of the.Other people, not for yourself.
那么这个恩赐的功效呢，不是为了我们的益处，而是为了那些会众的益处。
It's towards people.
是关于那些领受
到的人的益处。So the nine gifts goes from above, down, cross.
那么这个九个恩赐呢，是我们从天上圣灵降下领受，然后
给出去。He decides, he comes, and we give.
所以圣灵决定。他定义要降下，然后我们来给予。
For the benefit of others，
是为了他人的益处。
Not for our benefit，
也不是为了这个领受的人的益处。
The nine gifts， we are just a vessel。
那么，当我们这个九个恩赐的时候，我们只是一个器皿。
Tongues， however， is this way。
那么，这个
from us to God， we speaking to God。
那么，这个对我们每个人来说，这个恩赐讲方言的恩赐呢，是从。你从下到上的一个
Not as he will, but as I will.
不是说取决于圣灵，而是我们可以决定的是
I can always switch it on or switch it off.
我们可以做这决定，要讲还是不讲。
It's for my benefit.
那这个功效呢，就是来造就我们个人的。
That's why they're different.
所以这个呢，就是很大的一个不同。
So speaking in tongues and the nine gifts needs to be interpreted.
那么在九个恩赐当中的讲方言的恩赐呢，这个方言一定要被翻译出来。
Speaking in tongues in the nine gift is actually a prophecy.
那么其实在那个恩赐当中的这个讲方言是一个好像一个发预言的恩赐。
God saying something to another person.
那么神借了一个器皿对人说话。
So when I spoke in Japanese to Dong Dong,
就好像我用讲方言的方式对东东讲话的时候。
I was just speaking in tongues.
其实当时我讲的是方言。
It's actually,The nine gifts.
其实当时我讲的是那个用的是恩赐当中那个方言。
Because it's a message from God to her.
因为是从神而来的一个讯息，要传递给这个姊妹。
But in my prayer, when I'm praying in tongues, right?
但是当我自己的个人的祷告生活当中，我用方言祷告的时候
，It's me to God.
是我来到神面前。
Okay, does Paul say that?
那么是保罗是不是这样讲的呢
？Yes, in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2.
是的，在哥林多前书的十四章第二节，保罗就说到
：“Here he says, for one who speaks in tongues speaks not to man, but to who? To God.”
他说：“那说方言的不是对人说的，而是对神说的。”
Amen. So I'm speaking in tongues to God, not to me, not to another person.
所以我的这个讲方言，我灵里的祷告是不是对？旁边的人说的，而是对神说的。
For no one understands him, but the utter mystery, but he utters mystery in the spirit.
所以，因为没有人听得懂，他是借着圣灵说各样的奥秘。
So when I speak in tongues, I'm speaking to God in a language that I don't understand, but God does.
所以，当我在用方言灵里祷告的时候，可能我自己不明白，但是神明白。
When I speak in tongues, it's as I will, not as God will. I'm initiating it.
对，我讲方言的时候，不是神的意愿，而是我自己可以做这个决定来做的。
Amen.
Isn't it wonderful that you don't understand what you are praying, but God understands it?
是不是当我们祷告的时候，我们虽然我们自己不明白，但是我们知道神是绝对明白的。
And that's the danger. You don't understand what you're saying.
其实这个很危险，就是你不明白你讲什么。
So you're praying hard for something.
可能你在很用力、很用力的祷告一些事情。
I told you many times, years ago, I was at work and somebody tried to stab me in the back, trying to get me fired.
可能我讲过很多次这个见证，就是当时我在职场上有我的工作上啊，有人尝试在背后啊来。
I pray for 3 months in tongues.
在背后捣乱，我当时为了这件事情花了很长几个月的时间，一直讲方言，一直祷告这个事情。
Asking God to sort that person out.
我求神来把这个人搞定。
And I pray hard.
然后真的很用力祷告。
Earnestly.
真的，讲真的，我真的很用力祷告。每天很用力在那边方言祷告。
In my mind, I'm thinking, yes, destroy him.
可能我的理智当中、悟性当中说啊，神啊，你要
tear him apart.
毁灭这个人吧。
Get him fired.
然后让他被炒鱿鱼吧。
Destroy him.
然后真的把他彻底毁坏了吧。
Shanda la baka shanda.
然后就带着这样的想法，我就很用力在那边
讲方言。The more I thought about it, the stronger my prayer became.
然后我的那个怒气越大，我的祷告的用力就越强。
And then 3 months later, I asked this guy when in the kitchen, "How's life?"
然后三个月之后，然后我在那个啊茶水间呢碰到这个人，我就说哦，
And I'm expecting to hear.How dreadful his life is, that somehow he's got a tumor, whatever, you know?
就当时我问的话，我是其实有心想听到一些不好的消息发生在他生命当中。
I know, don't try and judge me. You're all the same.
你们不要来论断我。其实讲良心话，可能我们大家都有这样的情况，不是吗？
In our human nature, we are like the devil.
我们人的本性很罪，很罪恶的，很邪恶的，真的。
But when I pray in tongues, it's the Holy Spirit praying, not the devil praying.
但是当我在灵里祷告、讲方言的时候，不是撒旦在祷告，而是圣灵在祷告。
And he said, "Wonderful."
哇，出其意料，他居然说：“哇，我的人生太美好了。”
Do you know? I'm glad you asked. I don't know what happened to me in the last 3 months. My life is so good.
他说：“哎呀，我很开心你问起哦。”他说：“过去三个月不知道发生什么事情，他说我的人生简直大不一样了。
”My wife has come back to me.
他说我的
And we're together. We're in love.
他说我的妻子也回来了，我们又和好如初了。
And my health is so good.
他说我的健康也越来越好了。
然后 ，Okay, good for you.
然后我当时就好吧。
The moment I went in my car, I started looking to heaven.
当我一上我的车，我一坐上我的车，当时我就举天仰慕。
So Lord, what are you doing?
说神啊，你到底在做什么呀
？You see, we want God to destroy the person, give them a tumor, whatever, right?
我们觉得我们想神为我们报仇。
Let them grow another arm, whatever, yeah.
给他一个癌症，给他一个什么一个不好的事情发生
在身上。But as we pray in tongues,
但是当我们其实在灵里祷告的时候
God is doing things in a different way.
但是神其实可能是出其不意的做一些不同的事情。
Because God is good.
因为为什么？因为我们的神是良善的神。
And God there and then had to deal with me.
就是在那样的情况下，神要来管教我。
Supernaturally.
用超自然的方法。
Until I got the message.
直到我真的领学到那个功课。
And when I learned that lesson, a few months later, suddenly, in God's way, that person was made redundant.
但是其实在那几个月之后，当我真的学到那个功课，神用他的方法，哎，让这个人被解雇。
And there and then I've learned a lesson.
那么从这件事情呢，我学到一个功课。
Love your enemy.
就是要爱你的仇敌。
Let God sort it out.
让神来为你伸冤。
He can sort it out in his own way.
神会用他的方法来为你解决那个问题。
That's why I'm glad I spoke in tongues, not in my language. Oh Lord, let him grow another head. Let him do this and doing that, you know? All the cruel things you can think about.
其实我很激情，当时我的祷告，我没有用我的悟性祷告，我选的是用灵里祷告，不然我不能想象那个后果。
But as we pray in tongues, we don't understand what we're praying.
因为我们在灵里祷告的时候，我们可能不明白自己祷告什么。
But God is accomplishing what you want to do, but in His good and righteous way.
神可能在用他的用他公义和正直的方法来成就可能我们想要达成的目的。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so in verse 3 it says, on the other hand, the one who prophesies speaks to the people for their upbuilding and encouragement and consolation. The one who speaks in tongues builds himself up, build up himself, but the one who prophesies builds up the church.
所以哥林多前书十四章三到四节这里说，但做先知讲道的是对人说，要造就、安慰、劝勉人；说方言的是造就自己；做先知讲道的是造就教会。
Can you see praying in tongues is for your benefit?
所以讲方言呢是造就我们自己的。
When I pray for that person for 3 months, it's for my benefit, but it's God's way of actually resolving my problem.
所以那三个月我的那个私底下的那个灵里祷告，其实为了帮助我自己，是用他的方法来解决这个问题。
How many of you know that God knows what He's doing?
有多人知道其实神知道他做事的方法。
And praying in tongues has this important efficacy. It builds you up.It strengthens you. It gives you energy. It builds up your inner strength.
所以其实讲方言有非常大的一个功效，就是在来建造我们自己，让我们的灵更强壮，一种属天的力量来帮助我们。
And that's why every Sunday before I come to give a sermon, I would have spent long period during the week or on Saturday praying in tongues.
所以每周日当我站在这个讲台跟大家讲道的时候，我在之前都会花很长的时间来讲方言，来祷告
神。For God to edify me.
求神来造就我，来给我力量。
God can edify you.
神也借着讲方言来造帮助我们。
Before you go to work.
在我们在每天上班之前。
God can edify you. God can help you.
神可以借着祷告来帮助我们，来造就我们。
That edification.Means that God is repairing you, God is restoring you, God is strengthening you.
所以这个造就的过程是神在鼓励、安慰、勉励我们的一个过程，
来修复我们的过程。And that's why some of us, sometimes when we have no strength to overcome a temptation, when we are so weak in the flesh, but if you pray in tongues, you're strong to walk away from temptations.
所以其实在很多时候当我们肉体很软弱没有力量去胜过一些试探的时候诱惑的时候我们就灵里的不断祷告我会觉得我们里面突然有力量来帮助我们胜过这些试探
Because God is repairing you God is restoring you God is strengthening you
因为神在借着灵里的祷告来修复我们来预备我们来刚强我们
Amen
Amen
That's why how many of you now hopefully we all realize tongues is very important Those of you who speak in tongues More, speak more.
所以我希望我们讲到这里，大家会意识到讲方言这件事是多么的重要。如果你会讲方言，继续讲，继续讲，多讲。
Those of you who don't pray that you will.
那么对那些还没有领受到方言的，那么祷告有一天神会啊，你会领受到。
You receive it by faith.
我们是凭信心来领受。
You ask God, Lord, I want the gift of tongues.
你告诉神，神啊，求你赐给我这个讲方言的赐这个能力。
So is tongues encouraged by Paul in the church?
所以保罗是不是在教会当中能鼓励大家讲方言呢
Because today, so many theologians and pastors say, "No, it's the smallest of one of the gift. Don't bother." But does that Paul say that?
所以其实很多现在可能有一些神学家，他们说，哦，这个讲方言事情是个很小一个恩赐，你不用在乎，不是很重要。
I hear so many people belittle tongues. Say, ah, smallest gift. Ah, it's of the devil. Don't bother.
我听过很多人在讲到说啊，这个讲方言事情没有大不了的，可能是从邪灵来的，不要去管它。
If people ever say that to you, say, did Paul say that? Did Jesus say that?
如果你听到有人这样对你说，有教会里面有这样说，那你问他是保罗这样说吗？是耶稣这样说的吗
？Now, let me give you a verse to respond back. This is what Paul says, Pastor. This is what Paul says, Professor.
所以我给你一个经文，到时候你就知道来回答这个要讲这种话的那牧师或者教授。那么在哥林多前书十四章十八节
，I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you.
我感谢主，我比我们当任何人都多讲方言。
If it's not important, why is it that Paul speaks tongues more than anyone?
这里保罗说，我感谢神，我说方言比你们众人还多。
Because he knows how important it is.
就如果不重要，为什么保罗会说这句话？就是真的是很重要的。
If anyone who say to you, "Oh no, that's not important," okay, how come Paul says that he's praying tongues more than all of you.
所以如果你再听到有人说讲方言不重要、不屑的时候，那你告诉我为什么保罗这里会说他说方言比任何众人还多呢？
Amen. What he's actually cautioning is not about speaking in tongues, it's about order in the church. So verse 19 says, Nevertheless, in the church, I would rather speak five words in my mind in order to instruct others than 10,000 words in a tongue.
那么十九节保罗继续说，但在教会中我宁可用理智说五句教导人的话，强过说万句方言。
But then others say don't pray in tongues because Paul forbid praying in tongues.
可能很多人 会抓住说、哦、保罗禁止在教会当中说方言这个事来说、哦、讲方言不重要。
Does Paul forbid praying in tongues in church?
来讲保罗是禁止在教会当中讲方言吗？
You don't hear us in this church praying in tongues a lot on the Sundays because of order.
可能很多人可以注意到，其实我们在每次在教会主日教会的时候，没有看到我们很多人会讲方言，是因为出于一种秩序。
But you can still hear us praying in tongues in prayer meetings, and sometimes me on the phone,、on the microphone, and sometimes Betty on the piano. We can still hear each other because the Bible does not.
Forbid us from speaking in tongues in church.
对，其实但是可能在我们那些祷告会当中，甚至有时候我祷告的时候，或者我们在敬拜的时候，我们会听到我们也是有这种讲方言的形式，因为圣经并没有禁止我们在教会说方言。
So therefore, Paul says, "I pray in tongues more than you."
所以保罗自己会说，我比你们众人说方言的还多。
And verse 39 says, "So my brothers, earnestly desire to prophesy, and do not forbid speaking."In tongues.
所以在三十九节，保罗继续说：“所以我的弟兄们呐、啊，你们要切莫做先知讲道的恩赐，不要禁止说方言。”
And then he qualifies, but all things should be done decently and in order.
但是最后他又强调说：“凡事都要规规矩矩的按着次序行。”
Amen.
Amen.
In the book of Luke, in the book of Acts.We see Luke speaking about the Holy Spirit in power.
那么在《路加福音》和《使徒行传》，我们看到作者路加呢是在强调圣灵的能力。
And he records tongues as a source of power.
他把讲方言作为一种能力的一种传递。
Paul tells us that power can be ours.
然后保罗也讲到这种讲方言的能力呢，也是属于我们的。
Speaking in tongues is from the Holy Spirit.
讲方言是从圣灵来的恩赐。
It's to build us up.
是为了来造就我们自己。
We speak mysteries to God.
我们正讲我们所不明白的是对神所说的。
It's for our benefit.
也是为了我们自己的益处。
Amen. He then says, "I speak tongues more than all of you."
所以保罗说，我比你们众人都说得多。
He then closes chapter 14 by saying to the church.Do not forbid speaking in tongues.
所以保罗在哥林多前书十四章最后结局说，我们不要禁止说方言。
Amen. We all understand that.
我们现在大家都明白了。
And so, in the book of Jude, verse 20 summarizes all of this.
在犹大书里面第二十节，这里为我们总结到。
You know.Book of Jude only got one chapter.
犹大书呢只有一本，只有一章哦。
That's why lots of people's favorite book.
可能是很多人最喜欢的一本书，因为最短。
In verse 20, it says something very strange.
那么在二十节这里说了一些很奇怪的话。
But you now understand what he's saying because you've read what Paul says.
当我们明白了保罗在哥林多前书说的话，那我们再读这里的时候，可能就明白了。
He said, "But you, beloved."Building yourself up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit.
这里犹大书的二十节说：“亲爱的，至于你们，要在至圣的真道上造就自己，借着圣灵祷告。”
He summarizes. This is a very good summary of what tongues is all about.
所以这是一个非常好的总结，关乎讲到方言其实是关乎什么的。
When we pray.
我们祷告的时候
It is for our benefit.
是为了造就我们自己
It's to build ourselves up.
是为了来刚强我们自己
And that is why it is an important source of prayer.
所以这是我们祷告生活很重要的一节一环节。
Amen.
Amen.
And those of you who are baptized next week, you don't know how to speak in tongues. You pray that God give me the gift of tongues.
我们下周接受洗礼的弟兄姊妹，如果我们还没有领受这个方言讲方言的恩赐，那么祷告神。
I've seen so many times when people come out of the water, go shalabagara, come out.
其实我见证过很多人，当他们从水里受了水洗出来那一瞬间，他们突然就领受那个方言。
Amen. Pray, God will give it to you.
我们祷告求神给你这样的恩赐。
When I was a young Christian,
当我还是刚信主的时候
，I saw my pastor praying in tongues. I saw my brothers and sisters praying in tongues. I got so jealous.
当我看到我的牧师、我的弟兄姊妹他们都可以讲方言的时候，我就很嫉妒啊，我很想要有。
Day and night, I pray, God, please give it to me.
然后我就日夜祷跟神祷告，跟神求，请你赐给我。
And lo and behold, one day I thought, do you know, I think I can pray in tongues.
然后突然有一天我就觉得，哎，我好像就可以讲方言了。
I don't know what told me that I can.
就我又不知道怎么回事，我自己就可以
讲方言。In other words, sometimes we receive tongues without even us knowing.
很多时候我们就在自己不经意当中，我们就领受了这个方言的恩赐。
And so one night in the school of residence, I feel the bubbling going on inside me. You know, there's a...
就有一天的晚上我在学生宿舍的自己在里面，我的心里面，灵里面有一个很说不出的那种雀跃。
Something that wants to bubble up, it's like a river that wants to flow.
就好像里面有一些东西要涌流出来、涌出来的感觉。
So I open my mouth.
然后当我一开口
，and I let it out.
然后我就把这个东西要
so go,
要出来的那个东西
，shut up, shut up, just came out.
然后那个方言就出来了。
And that was.That's how easy it is.
那就是我领受到方言的那个过程非常容易。
In Africa, I was preaching 7 o'clock in the morning.
那我记得我当时在非洲。
You know, everybody complains. Oh, no, it was 6 o'clock in the morning. Everybody thinks, ah,、oh, 2 o'clock service, ah,、oh, too long.
很多人觉得我们下午两点钟的那个聚会很长。
When I was in Africa, 6 o'clock in the morning service.
那我当时在非洲他们的讲道的时候，早上六点钟。
A gentleman came out.I said, "What do you want?"
然后我就说啊，一个弟兄来到我面前说，你要求什么
？In Africa, you have to shout.
然后在非洲，你要喊，你要喊出来。
Say, "What do you want?"
说你要很大声的问他，你要什么
？It's Pastor, I want tongues.
然后他说，牧师，我要领受方言。
Speak.
然后我说，说出来。
But how? I said, "Brother, just speak."
我说，他问怎么说，然后我说，你就说就好了。
So I was standing here.
那时候，牧师
在那边。And he was over there.
然后他跟我有一定距离。
But how?
然后他说：“哦，怎么说？”
You see, in Africa, you have to be rough.
在非洲你就不像我们这边要很儒雅。
By that time, my voice was nearly gone.
那个时候我喊到声音都快没了。
So I walked away, speak.
然后我用尽我最后力气喊出来说：“啊，你要说出来。”
他就：“No, I was going to talk about the spoken tongues.” See?
然后一下子就血脉打通就
Whether you're bullied into speaking in tongues, whether you speak in tongues gently, whatever way God will give you the speaking in tongues, because He loves to.
Amen. 所以不管用什么方法，就比较粗鲁的方式还是优雅的方式，只是神都愿意把这样的恩赐赐给我们。
Amen. Let's pray.
好，让我们来祷告。
Father, we thank you for the gift of tongues.
父，谢谢你赐给我们方言的恩赐。
The gift of languages.
谢给我就语言恩赐。
Speaking mysteries to our God.
主啊，对我们专是对你而说的这个。
The Holy Spirit praying through us.
圣灵借着我们的祷告。
Praying things that we cannot describe.
来祷告那些我们无法来形容的事情。
Issues of our hearts that we don't know how to put in words.
可能那些我们心中来。负担我们无法用言语所表达的那些
懊恼
心事，但是主已知道。
So Holy Spirit, come.
圣灵啊，求你来。
Bless us.
求你来祝福我们。
Bless us in our prayers.
在我们的祷告生活当中祝福我们。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, brothers and sisters, there are many things that we want to tell God.
弟兄姊妹，可能很多时候我们有很多事情想对神说。
But we don't know how to describe it.
很多时候我们不知道如何用言语来。
But the Holy Spirit knows how.
但是圣灵知道。
Let Him pray through you.
愿圣灵借着我们来祷告出来。
Let's all stand as we worship.
好，让我们站立起来。
Allow God
to
bless us.
让神来祝福我们。
To bless us with His Holy Spirit.
让神来祝福我们，能领受他的圣灵。
We can pray.
让我们来圣灵借着圣灵的祷告。
And seek after Him.
让我们来切切地寻求他。
with a language that is given to us.
用一种那神所赐给我们的言语来祷告他。我感谢你主。
Thank you, Lord. Let us all become like Paul.
这就是保罗所告诉我们的。
That we pray often.
让我们要常常方言祷告。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Come, Holy Spirit, follow me now. I need your anointing, come in your power. I love you, Holy Spirit, you're captivating my soul, and every day.Grow to love you more. Come, Holy Spirit, follow me now. I need your anointing, come in your power. I love you, Holy Spirit.Captivating my soul, and every day I grow to love you more.
Let us all come.
Help us to have the peace of the Holy Spirit. Help us to welcome you. Help us to open our hearts. And allow your Spirit to pray through us. To accomplish those things that we cannot accomplish. For the miracles to happen in our own lives. In our homes. To our loved ones. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We welcome you every day. And as we speak, may you bless our homes. Bless our families. And set us free, Lord. To break the power of the enemy.
破碎仇敌一切的功能力。
Release us from every infirmity.
主要来释放我们从一切的疾病当中。
Every disease.
一切的疾病当中。
Every sickness.
所有的痛苦当中。
Set us free in our mind.
在我们的意念当中来赐我们自由。
Set us free from the pains of our hearts.
让我们从我们心里面伤痛当中得自由。
Release us, Holy Spirit.
来释放我们圣灵。
Thank you, Lord. You are good to us.
谢谢主，你真的恩待我们。
And we believe in your power.
主，我们相信你的大能。
And I just pray today, Lord.
主啊，我们今天祷告。
That any brothers and sisters who cannot speak with the other tongues.
主，我们当中的哪些弟兄姊妹还不能说方言的
？But do not have that gift.
他们还没有领受这个恩赐的。
May you pour it out to us.
主啊，你要倾倒你的圣灵。
So that we are blessed.
所以让我们因此而蒙福。
With the manifestation of the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵在我们生命当中的彰显。
Giving us the ability to pray.
帮助我们可以在灵里面来祷告。
To pray in the Spirit.
在圣灵当中借着圣灵来祷告
We thank you Holy Spirit
我们谢谢你圣灵
We thank you Lord Jesus
我们谢谢你我们的主耶稣基督
For making this possible
是你让这一切成为可
能 And we thank you Father
我们谢谢我们的父神
For the promise of the Spirit
谢谢你所赐下你所应许的圣灵
Like the apostles
就要像使徒一样
Like the early church
就像你早期的教会一样
We will go forth
主要我们要向前突进
Speaking in the Spirit.
我们要在圣灵里祷告。
Taking hold of this power.
我们要紧紧抓住圣灵赐给我们这个大能。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你主。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward.
大家请坐。如果大家需要祷告，可以到前
面来。See you next week for the baptism.
好，神祝福大家。记住，我们下周我们要洗礼。好嘞，神祝大，神祝福大家。
请你来充满我心，我需要你恩膏充满我里，圣灵啊，我好爱你，我的灵让你牵引，而每一天我要深。